Trent, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello, welcome along to the midweek edition of The Punt. My name is Mark Walton, joined in the studio by Punt regular Lee Phelps. How are you, Lee?
I'm great, thank you. Looking forward to this midweek of no football in the Premier League. In but we've got a 10 and 10, of course, haven't we?
Yeah, plenty of football in the Football League.
Yeah, loads of Pete Farrey's videos online if you want to have a watch of those. But exciting times this morning. I was glued to the screen watching the Champions and Europa League draws.
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at the outright markets for those two competitions and have a discussion around who's got who. But before we get to that, Lee, let's just take a little bit of a reflection on the weekend. We'll start with Arsenal, who won against Aston Villa on Sunday. Implications on both the top and the bottom of the Premier League. Arsenal now top of the league. This recorded before Leicester play Chelsea on Monday night. And Aston Villa look in all kinds of trouble down the wrong end.
Yeah, doomed. 6 points after 16 games. Wow, now 1-6 to go down as well. It looks like it's a real struggle because even now, you know, they need to claw back 6 points on Sunderland, which is possible because Sunderland, you know, are having their own troubles. But it's just where they pick up those extra points from as far as Villa go. One win all season. As we know, they're not scoring goals or enough goals. So the lowest scorers in the Premier League and you know, seasons past tell us that if you don't score many goals and you concede too many, then you're going to go down. Minus 17 goal difference, which is quite clearly the worst in the division. I think Villa are doomed. Arsenal, you know, it's a strange league, isn't it? Every week something different happens. As you mentioned, Leicester City playing tonight as we record this. So they could be on to 35 points and 2 points clear at the top of the Premier League. Chelsea could also drag themselves away from the relegation zone. 1 point away from the relegation zone still in December. And a win tonight would take them up to 14th. Woohoo! There you go.
Yeah. Norwich also look like they're in a bit of a bother as well. They dropped into the relegation given Newcastle's victory on Sunday, and Swansea again struggling as well, aren't they, at the moment? We can't buy a win. So
no, I think it was last week or the week before, I said Norwich at 2-1 to be relegated looked a really good price. They're now 5-4. I don't see them having the strength and depth to survive. It doesn't surprise me at all to see them dropping down. Swansea with a new manager, you'd think they probably have enough just to climb out of trouble. Sunderland are the interesting ones for me. I still think Sunderland 5-2 to stay up is worth a look. I think they could climb out. It's just who replaces them now, isn't it? Bournemouth seem to be in a little bit of a purple patch. Don't think they're clear, though. They're only 2 points clear. People talking about them like they're fine. I mean, they're 2-7 to stay up. Obviously, short to be relegated. So I still think Sunderland could get out of trouble here with Big Sam at the helm. And they will have been disappointed at the weekend losing at home to Watford. But Watford, obviously, are going along really nicely. They're in seventh, 25 points already. So they need, like, you know, probably another 10, 12 points to be in the Premier League again next season. But, I think the bottom three will be Aston Villa, Norwich and Bournemouth. That's what I went for at the start of the season. And I'm going to stick by that.
All right. Arsenal top of the league, then. You've already talked about them briefly. Man City in second, dropping off the top of the league. But they did win at the weekend. Well, they went top for a while on Saturday, yeah. So that's where it was. What do you make of City? Because they're not playing particularly attractive football, but they're still bang there.
Well, no one seems to want to grasp it by the scruff of the neck, do they? And yeah, I think with Swansea, well, I mean, they got back into it and they played really well. City just don't ever seem to give a 90-minute performance where you go, wow, they've absolutely battered that team. Now, fair enough, they battered Newcastle 6-1, but they did that all in one half. They looked like they could have been 3-0 down at half-time or 3-1 down at half-time in that game. And you can go through countless other matches where they've just not been at it, especially at home. I think they just struggle to break down organised teams. But I think if they're doing this without playing particularly great football at the minute. So you tend to find, don't you, that once the Champions League's over for the festive period, if you like, the big teams tend to knuckle down and get on good runs. So I'd expect that Arsenal, Manchester City, we'll see about Chelsea, will now start to concentrate a little bit. Interesting to see what happens with Man United because, you know, that was a shocking performance in results at the weekend. All right, they knocked on the door of Bournemouth quite a lot, but didn't seem to have any fight or any spirit about them. And that's what will have disappointed a lot of people. So went out of the Champions League and lost to Bournemouth.
Bad week.
It is a bad week, isn't it? So, I mean, they're still in fourth and 29 points. Luckily for them, Tottenham didn't capitalise and lost 2-1 to Newcastle. So, you know, nothing to cry about from Man United's point of view. But, you know, won 8, drawn 5, lost 3 already. Yeah, don't win enough games, do they? to be challenging for the title, in my opinion.
No.
So, yeah, it'd be interesting to see. But I think Arsenal and Man City might just start to pull away a little bit. I know I'm discounting Leicester again, but can they really? You know, we'll see what happens with Chelsea. I could be made to look a mug by the time people listen to this on Tuesday. They might have beaten Chelsea by this point. But yeah. I think this is the spell. You know, that I keep saying this, that depending on what happens tonight, obviously, they got hammered by Arsenal. They couldn't beat Man United. So, that you know, the test is still there. Can they beat the top clubs? And after the Chelsea game, of course, they go away to Everton, all right, who aren't a top club, but a difficult place to go. And then they've got Liverpool away. Again, not one of the top three or four clubs, but a difficult place. And then, of course, Man City at home just before the New Year. So some big games for them. If they're still up there come New Year's Day, then wow.
Well, this is the test for them, really, isn't it? Mm. Because it's obviously a congested fixture list as well, and it's going to put pressure on a limited squad compared to the other big team.
Yeah, can't afford any injuries. They need to be lucky, don't they? So, fascinating, though.
Mm. Have Newcastle turned the corner, by the way?
Yeah, they seem to be doing all right, don't they? It's difficult to say in this division because even the top clubs, you know, can't string too much consistency together. But I think they've had two really good results, and I think what's more promising from watching that game yesterday was that, you know, they never gave up. They kept plugging away, and the heads have gone down in the past, but you can't argue what they've done in the last two games. The two before that were 3-0 defeat to Leicester and a 5-1 defeat at Palace, and they were shocking in those games. You know, the Newcastle fans were aghast, weren't they? But now they beat Liverpool and beat Tottenham. Villa next should win that one, you'd think. No, mm-hmm. Newcastle, they'll manage to lose it to Aston Villa. Doomed club, aren't they? That's what'll happen, isn't it? Yeah. And suddenly it'll be like, oh no, they're terrible. Then they'll beat Everton 3-0 and they'll lose at West Brom. They'll beat Arsenal and lose to Watford. You know, that's, you can kind of right, you can see how their season will pan out. But yeah, it'd be good to see them get a bit of consistency and yeah, see how they go. I think they'll actually draw with Aston Villa, but there you go.
Right. One more question before moving to the Champions League. It's a question that gets asked every single year.
Is Father Christmas real? Yes, he is.
Yeah. Don't break my heart. Is this Arsenal's year?
No.
Right, okay. Very succinct answer. Champions League, Lee. Interesting in the draw today. We'll start with the English clubs and then we'll move on to the draw as a whole. Arsenal, we've just been talking about those, top of the Premier League. Things going well for them in the league. Managed to get through the group in the most dramatic fashion. The reward? A tie against Barcelona.
Yes. Well, this is Arsenal's problem, isn't it? Yeah, okay, 16 times in succession they've made it through the group stages, which is brilliant. You know, no one can, you know, decry that. But, you know, Derek McGovern was saying on the punt before the weekend, whoop-de-doo. You know, so that's what you do every year. That's all you do every year. You get to this stage and you go out. I mean, they've got it all on. In Barcelona, just hit a little bit of a sticky spot for them in La Liga, but I'm not sure that'll last forever. Three successive draws they've had, including the Champions League draw and the final group game, which they didn't need to win anyway, so it doesn't really matter. I mean, some great players on show. I've always thought of Arsenal as being a kind of poor man's Barcelona, in that they love playing that kind of brand of football, but haven't got anywhere near the level of player that Barcelona have got, of course. You have to say that if Arsenal get through, it's a sensation. I think I can't see how they can possibly beat Barcelona. Well, obviously they can beat Barcelona, but I don't see how they find a way of doing it. 5-6 Barcelona are to winning at the Emirates. Yeah, maybe Arsenal could fashion a draw out of it. I just think they're too naive. The defence isn't strong enough. But it's very difficult to predict games that are, you know, months away. We don't know about injuries. We don't know about, you know, who will be playing for Barca, who will be fit for Arsenal. So, but you know, I think no one's going to sit here and go, yeah, I'm really confident Arsenal will go through that. So I think that's maybe the end of their Champions League run. But it could bode well for what you've just asked before about them winning the Premier League. If they haven't got that to worry about, maybe they can really knuckle down without too much competition. Because it only looks like Man City and them are going to vie for the title this season at the minute. Yeah, tough one for Arsenal. Feel sorry for them a little bit.
The problem with Arsenal is they finished second in the group, so they were susceptible to a big team.
Yeah.
Chelsea, however, finished top of their group and ended up with PSG.
You got a feel for them a little bit, haven't you? I know, like, not much love is lost with it when it comes to Chelsea, and everyone's pretty much laughing at their Premier League plight at the moment. But I thought that 20-1, they were a bet to win the Champions League, because I thought Mourinho would have them ultimately focused on this competition. The only way back into the competition is to win it now. Now, they were 20-1, the 16s now. I mean, away to PSG, who are 14-1 to win the tournament. Ah, it's a terrible tie for them, really, isn't it? I mean, PSG are top of the league earned table, which is limited, admittedly, by a full 17 points after 18 games, plus 36 goal difference versus plus 7 for Angers, which is shocking, isn't it? I mean, scoring goals for fun in the domestic division, did really well, of course, in the to get through to this stage. They're a bit like City, aren't they? They've struggled to then go and progress much further in the latter stages.
Yeah.
You know, so look, again, hard to predict when we're a couple of months away, but my idea of backing Chelsea each way for the Champions League was the idea that by February they will have got some form back, and they might have stopped all the worry about the Premier League. Do need to pull away from the relegation zone, admittedly, but you know, then they can just focus completely on this, and they'll be having a kind of mid-table season in the Premier League. That'll be that. Who knows? They played Chelsea a lot recently, of course. 2-2 at Stamford Bridge in March of this year. 1-1 away in Paris. So you know they know each other very well. Ibrahimovic got sent off in that game, didn't he? Chelsea beat them at Stamford Bridge the previous April in 2014. PSG beat them 3-1, but Chelsea got the away goal, if you remember rightly. So, you know, it's kind of one each almost in those games, isn't it? I don't know what's going to happen in that game. I've got no idea. If Ibrahimovic is on fire and Chelsea aren't any better than they are now, then you'd have to say PSG are the favourites to go through.
Yeah, and Ibrahimovic was on fire this weekend as well. Yes. He played an unbelievably starring role. I suppose, after all the trouble Chelsea have had this year, the one thing they wouldn't want is to meet the team that knocked them out last season.
It's just
give us a break kind of idea, maybe.
It is like that, isn't it, with Chelsea at the minute? They can't seem to get a break. And, you know, that's what I mean. No one's crying about that because, you know, they haven't got too many fans. And people would say, well, you know, they don't deserve a break. But, yeah, I think it's like, you know, when they pulled PSG out of the hat, I was thinking, what? I mean, you know, obviously there were some much easier games they could have played than that. But, you know, there you go. We've got to go and do it. And it's another test of Mourinho's Champions League acumen and, you know, whether he can figure out a way of stopping Ibrahimovic and taking a result back so that at Stamford Bridge they've got at least they've got the home tie second, I guess.
Poor old Chelsea. I really feel.
I know. No one does, do they?
The other English side in the Champions League, Man City, they won their group and they've performed much better in the Champions League this year than in recent years.
Yeah.
And they've been rewarded with a tie against Dynamo Kyiv, which is, it's going to be tricky enough, but it's a tie Man City should be winning, isn't it?
It should. Yeah, we know it's hard to trust Man City though, isn't it? You know, they finished off with that win against Porto. Home form is superb. They seldom win. Seldom lose games at home, to be fair. Lost to Shakhtar Donetsk, but they're the best team in the division, top of the table at the minute. Lost them in the Super Cup as well, previous to that. But at home, you can go back a long time. You don't see many defeats at all in competitive games. In fact, I'm doing that right now, and I've gone back to February 2014 to find the last time they were defeated by anyone other than Shakhtar Donetsk in a competitive game, and that was Valencia in the Europa League. So that's quite a long way back, isn't it? So there's some friendly defeats and what have you, but yeah, strong at home. So City need to go there and get an away goal. Simple as that. I think if they get an away goal, they come back to Manchester, and I think that they'd have a very, very good chance. And they generally score, don't they? I know they didn't against Juve when it was all done and dusted, but I think Juve were the fourth team that they've failed to score against in an away fixture in the Champions League since they've been in it. I think Borussia Dortmund, Bayern Munich and Barcelona were the other three. So they usually score away from home. And I'd expect them to get an away goal, and then it's all about a massive atmosphere at home. And I think they'll go through. I think at the minute, I'll go with Chelsea going through, but I think Man City and Chelsea will be the two English teams who progress. I can't see Arsenal getting past Barcelona.
All right, so that's the Premier League sides. Just to go through the rest of the draw, some interesting fixtures elsewhere as well. Ghent against Wolfsburg, Roma play Real Madrid, Juventus take on Bayern Munich, PSV play Atletico Madrid, and Benfica against Zenit St. Petersburg are the other ties. The Champions League betting looks like this: Barcelona 9-4, Bayern Munich 11-4, Real Madrid 5-1. It's 10-1 for Man City, Atletico Madrid 12s, PSG 14-1, Chelsea 16s, Arsenal 33s, as are Juventus, and 40-1 or bigger prices for the others. Who wins it?
I can't oppose Barcelona. I know it's boring, but who else in there? You know, I mean, I suppose maybe you're looking at a finalist. If Man City get a rub of the green and all their players are firing and fit, then maybe. But I think I'd rather go 14-1 PSG than Man City. Even though I think Chelsea are getting through, I think, you know, of the bigger prices, I don't think Atletico Madrid can do it. I think really only Man City of the double figure prices would get my money at the minute. Wolfsburg, I don't think they're strong enough, isn't it? You know, they'll be susceptible. Juve have got to get past Bayern Munich to do it. Arsenal across Barcelona. I don't see Benfica, Dynamo Kiev, PSV or Ghent troubling them. So, I, by a process of elimination, I think if I think Chelsea are going through, I'd have to put a line through PSG. Atletico, I mean, 12-1. Yeah, I'd probably go City as a finalist. City against Barcelona.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I don't mind either of those two, Atletico or City, because I'm presuming that they'll both win their ties and get through to the quarterfinals. Yeah. And then from there, you know, you got an okay chance.
I'm saying that, obviously, having already tipped up Chelsea at 20-1. Yeah. So I'm not going to, you know, just keep with them. I'm just saying, you know, if you haven't had that bet and you don't fancy Chelsea having to play PSG now, then maybe that's the other one. But it would be a big step for Man City, though, to be able to go from what they've been doing and, you know, not basically struggling in the Champions League to suddenly become a finalist. It's a bit of a leap of faith. Mm. I know you, before the Champions League started, you thought Man City would do all right, didn't you?
I didn't think they'd do okay. I think they're learning every year.
Yeah.
And they've not been too harshly treated by the draw so far. So
no.
As long as that keeps playing.
Yeah, they need luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if they were to get Barcelona next round or something, you'd say, well, probably not. But yeah. Anyway, Europa League.
Yes.
Same kind of story. We'll go through the British teams and then we'll have a look at the rest of it. Tottenham Hotspur. They've got Fiorentina Lee.
Yeah, great tie, isn't it, for Tottenham? I guess a bit of a harsh one, if you like, because one of the best teams left in it. Second in Serie A at the minute, only 4 points behind Inter, and on the same points as Napoli, so they're going on quite nicely. Lost at the weekend, actually, but I think it's a real tough test for Tottenham. I think it's the hardest of the three by a country mile. Whether they come through it or not is a struggle, because I think, you know, the way they go away and... they're pretty tight away from home in the Europa League, Tottenham. And I think, you know, the manager will have to judge this one spot on and make sure Fiorentina don't score too many, which they don't in the Europa League. So I think maybe a low-scoring first match. If Tottenham can get a goal, that's huge. And then bring them back to White Hart Lane, and anything's possible if you've got an away goal under your belts. So, yeah, maybe sneak through that, Tottenham. But, it's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah, Tottenham definitely getting the trickier of the ties for the English sides. Man United obviously had a bad week, but they'll be encouraged by drawing Michelin.
They're third in the Super League in Denmark at the minute. If you look at the Europa League form, I mean, they started out really well, and then they just capitulated, lost 5-0 to Napoli, which I think is a good form barometer. Now I know. Man United aren't scoring anywhere near that kind of goals. But they lost 5-0 in Italy and then lost 4-1 at home to Napoli. So, you know, they're conceding 9 goals against a good side. You know, you'd think, I think Man United would be happy with that draw. The other interesting one is that they also drew 1-1 with Club Brugge. And Club Brugge, of course, were opponents for Manchester United in the qualifying stages of the Champions League. Man United beating 7-1. On aggregate.
Yeah.
So a couple of nice form barometers there. Shouldn't be any problems for Man United getting through that, as long as they're scoring a couple of goals by then.
Which is a question, I suppose.
Yeah, it is. They might buy someone in January, though, I suppose. Yeah,
maybe so.
As long as they're not Europa League tied.
Yeah. They have spent £250 million in the past. That didn't make much difference. But yeah.
True. True enough.
Augsburg against Liverpool, then. Interesting with Liverpool this weekend. They scraped a draw with West Brom. But Jurgen Klopp... doing the Borussia Dortmund style, going to the fans and trying to get them on side, and he complimented the fans, and he's kind of in a similar way to Jose Mourinho at Chelsea a few years ago, kind of creating a siege mentality where it's us against everyone else and they're all together, and I think that's going to have a positive effect on Liverpool in the Europa League, and as a chance to get to the Champions League, they must be rubbing their hands at this.
Absolutely, yeah, and what a good draw for them. Augsburg are 13th in the Bundesliga. Which, you know, I think once you get past the top few teams, it's not the best league in the world. they have a lot of goals in their games, and that's the difference between Liverpool and Augsburg, really, in the Europa League. At home, they lost 3-2 to Athletic Club Bilbao, beat AZ 4-1, lost 3-1 to Partizan. So it's been a real topsy-turvy group for them. Their away form was better. They won 3-1 in Belgrade and beat AZ 1-0, lost to Bilbao 3-1. In Spain. So, you know, I think Liverpool can get past them. You know, Liverpool have been going away and just shutting up shop. You know, 1-1 in Bordeaux, beat Ruben Kazan 1-0, 0-0 in Sion. And then they haven't been convincing in this competition by any stretch of the imagination. But again, it's all about that away goal. If they get an away goal in Germany, then I think they can take them back to Anfield and beat them relatively comfortably. But I don't think it'll be as low scoring. I think Augsburg will have a real go at Liverpool. I think that could be one for the over 2.5s when we get to it. We might get a decent price given Liverpool's defensive record. But I won't be predicting the overs and unders prices for February the 17th just yet.
Oh, that would have been bold. That would have been bold.
But I think, you know, to the Fiorentina Tottenham, I'll take a kind of a back step on that one. But, you know, you'd have to be confident that Liverpool and Man United will be in the draw for the next stage.
All right. Rather than reeling off all...
No, I want to hear your pronunciation of all these teams. I'm joking.
Any other tie standouts here? There,
Galatasaray Lazio looks a cracker, doesn't it? Because any time you go to Galatasaray, it looks at a decent game. Borussia Dortmund Porto. I mean, these games could grace and have graced. Well, maybe not the Lazio Galatasaray, but definitely Borussia Dortmund Porto. That's a Champions League tie, in effect. And they must be kind of thinking, what? Villarreal versus Napoli. You know, that's a top game there. I'll tell you one team who, you know, you look at La Liga at the minute and look at the table. The game that kind of attracts me, just because we've followed them through in the Celtic group, is this Molde game. Now, they've got Ole Gunnar Solskjaer back in charge. Now, the problem for them is that they finished their season and they got through and they seem to be on the crest of a wave. I'd be interested to see how they approach it. They have a massive winter break now because there's nothing else to play in.
Yeah.
And then they'll be looking back to getting ready for the start of the season. Molde, look, a big price right now. 7-1 at Sevilla. Now, Sevilla are seventh in La Liga. They're not pulling up any trees at the minute, conceding quite a lot of goals. I just wonder if Molde, I'm not saying they're going to go there and win, but you know, already I think that might be quite a nice price, like a handicap bet, a plus one or a draw no bet price. But yeah, there's some interesting ones in there. Nothing else that really stands out. People might like the idea of Shakhtar Donetsk versus Schalke. Expect to see Schalke having a bit of a go at them. But yeah, some good ties there, though. If you're going to ask me who wins it, the whole thing, I've got no idea who wins the Europa League. I mean, you know, I don't know. It's a tough one, isn't it?
Well, here's the betting, and it's summed up by the fact that it's 6-1 the field.
Yes.
Borussia Dortmund 6-1, Man United 8s, Liverpool 10s, Napoli 10s as well. Sevilla are 12-1, 16-1 for Tottenham. Valencia, another team at 16-1, 20s for Bilbao and Leverkusen. In fact, a whole host of them here. Lazio, Porto, Villarreal also 20-1, and 25-1 are bigger prices for the others. I mean, Dortmund are the rightful favourites.
Yeah, I suppose so. You know, but Sevilla, you know, I just said that, you know, have a look at Molde to, you know, maybe get something in Seville. But, you know, they've had such a great record in recent seasons. But last two seasons, you know, they've been fantastic in the tournament. So maybe they've just got that love for it, you know, not doing great in La Liga, but maybe they've just got that feel for the competition. And at 12-1, you know, maybe. Obviously, Benfica, you know, were their opponents now in the Champions League. But, yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you've got to kind of weigh up which countries actually value playing in this. It's derided by English managers, really, isn't it? No one seems to really want to be in it until you get to the kind of quarters and semis. But it seems to me that the Spanish clubs especially give it lots of prominence. You know, not so long ago, it was Athletic Club versus Atletico Madrid in the final. Talked about Sevilla being in it. So, you know, that part of the world, they seem to value it. 12-1 Sevilla.
Yeah.
They know what to do.
Even though they're going to get beat by Molde.
No, in the first leg. Yeah, the first leg, yeah. I'm just saying that looks a big price.
No, okay.
I think Sevilla are very, very short in that game. Well, I think they'll come through that tie. I'd be surprised if Molde knocked them out. I just think that looks a big price for a decent deal. I mean, Porto, everyone was raving about Porto in the Champions League. All the football hipsters were kind of like when they were 66s, and they just seemed to drop off the edge of a cliff in those last two games. If they can regain some form, 20s might not be the worst price in the world for a final.
I like Porto. If they play anywhere near how they were doing until the penultimate two, well, the last two games
in the Champions League. They looked great against Chelsea in that first game, didn't they?
Yeah.
In Portugal.
And they're very, very hard to beat in, yeah. in Portugal as well.
Yeah. So and you know, as we see from Benfica, it seems like the tournament's giving more prominence in Portugal as well by Benfica's performances. Mm. Yeah. So who knows?
Who knows? They've won it a few times as well. Yeah. Andre Villas-Boas is in charge, yep. I think, when they won it. So. Yeah. Yeah, fair enough. All right, should we leave it there?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Back at the weekend for the Premier League.
Recording that on Friday?
Yeah, I think we'll do Friday, yeah.
Friday. All right, keep your eyes peeled for that. Or your ears peeled, if you're listening, I suppose. But anyway, the punt will be back this weekend. Rejoin us then.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.